I know for certainly that they don't even have the numbers to see. They may trigger it, but succeeding is another thing. I believe there are very experienced people in the minority. The leadership is very experienced. They understand the system. I consider it as a threat. I don't think they will do that. And even if they do, I know they will not succeed. But then, let me say categorically that it is oftentimes that what we see about the parliamentary practice from the outside is not what pertains when you engage them in their deliberation. In fact, they work together as a team. So I know if it comes to that point, there will be level heads in all sides that will bring parties together and they will find a way out. But I don't in any way or shape foresee situations that they will go ahead, trigger that. And even if they do, as they are said, they will not. I think it will not be good for them to even start something they know they will not. Except they want to do it for, just to show to the public that we have this power and we are doing it. But when you know that you're going to do something that is not going to be successful, what's the point in going about it? When you can use other means like for greater cooperation than as we are seeing.
You heard governance expert Fred Odro Ejako talking to Bubu Klinogo. And we'll be going live to our parliamentary correspondent for an update on today's proceedings in Parliament. And away from Parliament, operatives from National Security and the Police Service have ransacked the residence of former Deputy Power Minister John Jinapo. Aide to the former Deputy Minister Makintosh Esumanedu said for 2 hours, the operatives who came with a search warrant thoroughly ransacked the house, claiming they were looking for documents related to the AmeriPower deal signed between Ghana and the UAE-based Ameri in 2015. This follows a similar incident at the residence of the former Power Minister Dr. Kwame Dunko earlier this week.
Well, early this morning, just as he was about stepping out Parliament, five men came to the house, two fully armed, and then they came with a search warrant. They were in search of some documents on the Ameri deal. And so, as a law-abiding citizen, he couldn't have stopped them. Having seen the warrant, for about 2 hours, they were all over the house, searching anywhere they could. When they couldn't find anything, they asked of his laptop. The laptop, Honorable Jinapo is in his office at Parliament. He told them where the laptop was. They left. But for about 2 hours, he was prevented from stepping out of the house. Nobody was allowed to step out. They were all in the house with the armed police searching all over. Anything pertaining to their marriage deal, Honorable Jinapo didn't do anything in his capacity as citizen of Ghana. He was in his capacity as a minister of state at the time. And the Ameri deal was not passed in someone's home or someone's private apartment. It went through the various processes at the ministry, finance ministry, power ministry, and then parliament. And every document on this deal available in all these offices that the document went
through. Makintosh, when you said the security operatives prevented him from going out, what was the nature of the prevention? Was it physically restrained from going out?
Yeah, obviously he couldn't have forced his way out of the house because they were armed. He wasn't armed. So when he was told that he couldn't leave the house until they are done or they are through with what they were doing, he had to stay within and then just look on and wait for them to get over with whatever they were doing.
And what was the nature of the search? How did they carry about the search?
That's normal how you and I know search. They open where they can open, enter where they could. If there's something they could lift to look under, raise anything, push this here and there, just try to find anything they could find.
How was the feeling like? How did the Honourable Minister or Deputy Minister feel about the whole thing? What was his demeanour?
He's very worried this morning. He's a family man, and early this morning, everybody in the house was terrified. That's the situation we find ourselves in now.
Finally, is there anything that the Deputy Minister intends to do about this?
He's gone to Parliament now to perform his legislative duty. He hasn't told me anything he intends to do. But for now, he's traumatized, very worried.
Aide to former Deputy Power Minister Mackintosh Esuman Edu. The $510 million power agreement received parliamentary approval on March 20, 2015. However, the current government contends that the country has been shortchanged by Ameri. The NPP government, after assuming office, constituted a committee led by lawyer Philip Addison to look into the Ameri power deal. The committee visited Dubai to renegotiate the terms of Ameri's contract.